Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
So last time, dear Sheikh, we spoke about these outrageous fashion trends we may see and notice in our teenage children. Now, I would like to talk about how we can treat and cure this very weird phenomena in our children.
Correct. Many things are available to handle the scenario, but one of the most important and the primary one that I would say is to keep them occupied. The more they are occupied, the less they have time to think about different things, what they look like, what they're wearing, the color of the shoes, is it matching with their pants, is it matching with their t-shirts, because it's a free mind. If you don't keep them occupied, you don't give them activities, they have free time to think about, and when they have free time, they spend all this time on themselves. Let me give you my example. When I finished my O-levels and A-levels and I was getting into my university, I was doing multiple courses at a time. I was doing my bachelor's in commerce. I was also going to another institute to learn information technology and programming. And with that, I was also doing the course which is popularly known as chartered accountancy, or the GPA course, you call that in UK, where it gives you the civil and the corporate laws about how to run a business, how to establish a business. And so I kept myself occupied and I had no time to look at myself and think that, oh, does this hairstyle look good or should I go for another hairstyle? Does this kind of a shirt look good on me? Should I opt for another tighter, shorter shirt? So on and so forth. So parents should know, and they should also observe the children and see what are they interested in and give them those kind of activities. Activities which are related to, physical roles like mowing the lawn or taking out the garbage or helping them build some furniture at home.
Right, but Sheikh, wouldn't you say it is a good thing that they care about their appearance?
One part is to look at yourself, keep yourself neat, tidy, and
presentable
and composed. And the other thing is overindulgence. Now, what we see among the teens today is overindulgence. You know, the more concerned about their looks rather than their financial stability. I have seen and heard of teenagers who spend $3,000 on just their, purse, their bags, $3,000 on the shades, on the glasses, sunglasses, right?
So you're talking about the extreme cases, because
not just necessarily extreme cases like this, where, they're spending thousands of dollars just for their, the watch or the shoes. I'm talking about overall for an average middle class family, for a child to have a good brand shoes, trousers and shirt and t-shirt is enough. But if this starts spending too much, time and money on these things, then it's an alarm for you. It's a red sign for you. You should become
So just to summarize, la ifrat wa la tafreet. Do not overexpend and do not
exaggeration or in all areas. Right. Underspending means you're unpresentable. Maybe we can, you know, take a break.
Right, let's take a quick break because we need to go on a break.
Yeah.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Now, just before we went on a break, we were very busy discussing what it means that you should care about your appearance, but not too much. Because we do have this concept of la ifrat wa la tafreet. No over-exaggeration, no under-exaggeration, correct, but a balance.
Correct. So you need to maintain that balance. And the parents should know and realize that when are the children crossing the line. So if the child is not really taking care of himself, he's not taking bath, his hair messy, he's not presentable, he won't have friends, he won't have colleagues, he won't make a good impact in his social environment, in the university, in his work environment, in all
in
cases.
Life in general,
in
I would
life
say.
Overall, you know. So there needs to be a balance. But if someone is a spendthrift, that's the word we use in English, or someone who's doing israf, because in Quran we talk about israf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, those who do israf are the friends of shaitan, right?
Right.
So those who are doing israf, that is overspending in any area, be it your dressing, be it your eating, be it your hairstyling, be it your anything, watch everything I'm talking about.
Right.
Let me just elaborate a little here on israf. If I need a car, the job of a car is to take you from one place to another place, right? So if I need a car and I know that I have a family of five, I need a car which is a 7-seater car, I should pick a car which is an okay car with an okay brand, probably a Ford or a GMC or whatever. But if I'm looking for a Bentley, or if I'm looking for a Mercedes, or if I'm looking for Maybach, and you know that kind of a brands, which is Rolls-Royce, you know, and
right,
these are like, this is far, far beyond your status level.
For the average family.
Average family,
because
exactly.
Because we would say if a rich family, which has the means to do this.
And that's their status
right.
symbol.
Yeah.
That's their status requirement.
That's something
that's
else.
A different story.
Yeah.
But for an average middle class family, a normal car would do, but they want a BMW and putting themselves through the struggle of, you know,
because
taking
of RIA,
car loans
in essence.
And in yeah. indulging themselves into show off and RIA, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is israf. This is beyond your need and requirement. This is beyond your necessity.
So if you circle back to the whole appearance theme, then if you want to look good, then should you not also want to look good for others as well?
And that's where I'm drawing the line. I'm saying that if you want to look good, it's okay to look good. But be sure not to cross the lines, right? Be sure not to spend too much on this. I'm sure you must have heard of this show called Dr. Phil.
Yes.
And he, you know, counsels the children and all that.
He says that he counseled, but I very much disagree with his methods.
I'm just referring to the kind of participants you get there. If you look
right.
at the kind of children, the teenagers that come there and the problems that they talk about, one of them is this very scenario, that overindulgence with themselves. I want to look good and everybody should look at me only and nobody else.
Right.
So when will they
very
look
selfish,
at
egoistic
very self-centered,
attitude. Yeah.
egoistic, it's all about me. Egotist.
Narcissism,
yeah.
in essence, yeah.
Egotist, I wouldn't say egoistic, but I would say egotist. That's another level of egoism.
Interesting.
So totally about themselves. So this is where the parents need to notice that how much time is my child spending with himself, so that they know that the right time to stop the child from crossing the red line.
Right. And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
الخيرات The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
يا مقضي الخيرات الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Now we are discussing how we can control our teenagers who are very easily, affected by fashion trends, and they constantly change their appearances. We said, لا أفراط ولا تفريط. Do not overspend or also underspend at the same time.
And this came from the fundamental idea of keep them busy, keep them involved, give them activities. And this is where I was talking about. Recently, I was watching an episode of Shark Tank, right? And there, the father walks in with a 12 or 13-year-old child and then, starts off the pitch with showing the product and then says, now my son will take over. And then the son runs the whole show. He talks about where they are manufacturing, who are their partners, where are they getting the investment from, how much have they invested so far, what are their quarterly returns and profits, and what is his future plan.
So he's basically a business partner.
And he was literally running the business as a CEO, and the sharks were surprised and like, how old are you? And they're like, I'm 12 or 13, something like that.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're 13 and you're running the show, you're running the whole business. And the father says, yes, he's my business partner. We are equal partners in it. He runs the business, right? So the teenagers, a lot of parents think that, oh, he's just 12. What does he know? What can he do? Let us not put lots of pressure on him, or let's not burden him with activities. Give him his free time. This is the time to enjoy. In future, he's going to be busy with life and work. He won't get time to enjoy. So give him the freedom. No, that's not what it's all about. Give him a productive, healthy freedom. Give him that space where not just he's focused on his physical self, but his intellectual self. Give him that opportunity to indulge at intellectual level. So keep him involved into discussions at home. Keep him involved into discussions that are related to the father's job or the father's bank loan or mother's investment.
Right.
And future plan for the family by itself. That, look, we are a family. And what is the legacy that we want to leave behind, right?
Right.
So that way, keeping them busy physically and mentally and intellectually.
Yeah, but just about that, sort of an interruption, dear Sheikh. You say that we should keep them busy, but at the end of the day, we cannot keep them busy at all times. Wouldn't it be more productive to change the way that they are thinking when they are standing in front of the mirror? Because we do have a riwayah that إن الله جميل, Allah is beautiful, يحب الجمال, He loves beauty. He loves to see the fruit of the blessing, the bounties on his servants.
Correct.
So should we change the way that this man or this young teenager is dressing? Do that, but do it for Allah at least.
Correct.
Right?
That's in place. I mean, I'm talking about the families who are not so much into religion. For them...
Well, that's a very important distinction.
Exactly. Because even for them, the path is open. A lot of families, they say, okay, we're not very religious. We don't follow so much of Islam.
Right.
Even for you, there are ways to handle things. But the parents who are working on their children from the Islamic perspective and building their worldview from the Islamic point of view, everything comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because I know some families who have children, they say, my child, my female daughter, she stands in front of the mirror, like, and she's so very minute and detailed when she's wearing her hijab that nothing is revealing.
Correct.
Or nothing is, and he's correct. Like, that is great.
That is great. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But see, there's a difference. Again, when you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're trying to protect yourself and maintaining hijab. That's one thing.
Right.
But being indulging,
doing it for others
and self-indulgence,
just
the fact that, oh my God, I'm so beautiful,
right.
I'm so handsome,
that's the danger zone.
And you would see this on TikTok and YouTube videos, why are you talking to me? I'm so pretty, you're not even my type, you're not even my from my league, so just stay away, and things like that. So this is where is the red line, that over self-indulgence, so that you see yourself superior and others inferior.
Now, Sheikh, I would love to continue this discussion, but we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for contributing to this discussion, and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.